Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Almada moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Krivic is chasing the ball. Farrell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Dykes moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Werber reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Werber trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Almada moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Almada reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cook hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cook reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Red Evans. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.